Hello, hi, and welcome to another Chisapod. I am Joy Mpande. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mo ngwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisapod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisapod. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, you already know what time it is. It's New Music Friday, so of course we're going to start with some music news. Mzansi is beaming with pride after vocal group The Joy delivered a stellar performance at Coachella on Sunday. The Joy provided lead vocals with American Grammy award-winning rapper Doja Cat on two tracks, which saw them reimagine and incorporate lyrics of isiZulu. Come on, we all knew Doja Cat. You know, I think at some point she's going to come home. This is obviously something that we are quite proud of as South Africa. But I wondered this entire time where the Joy have been. I haven't seen them on my timeline. I haven't seen anybody or any artist really praise them up until now. So it's quite good to see them, you know, doing good beyond hype. Of course, they do have quite a huge following as well. I'm not saying that they're nothing. I'm just saying that they were not on my radar. So I apologize. The Joy. Come on, as Joy myself, I'm just like, what the heck? What the heck? So, I think a lot of international stuff will come out of this collaboration or this performance for them. They did kind of allude to that being in the pipeline. So I wonder who they'll be singing alongside in future. Now, in some other music or artist news, Shebeshit just can't keep his hands to himself. Come on. This is after another public altercation went viral. I am sick and tired of reporting on Shebeshit's fights. I won't lie. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, the controversial rap sensation from Limpopo shot up trends list yet again when a video of him fighting a man identified as Komota's manager, Skhotane Sapitori, went viral. So in the video, it kind of shows a bodyguard blocking off Shebeshit's attempt to, you know, get into an altercation with Skomota's manager. It's not a good look, you know. I saw MT kind of, you know, hyping him up on social media saying, my man is his own security guard. No, 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 no. I think we all want Shebeshit to win at this point, or some of us. He did mention that, you know, he's the breadwinner at home. And for that, you know, bookings is not enough. You need to obviously build your brand further. And that means kind of keeping a clean image. I think for somebody who's said he's been to jail, he doesn't want to go back to jail no more. He's supposed to be trying to keep it as clean as possible. He's kind of making us want him to go back to jail. I think there was another video that trended also not so long ago where he pulled out something that looked like a gun during his performance. Why? Why? This is not America. We don't want to see you on some Pop Smoke, pop the gun, pop the whatever. Come on, we don't want to do that. So I think somebody should really sit him down of being saying this, and I hope somebody eventually does. But yeah, that's that on that. We're obviously tired of reporting on that, as I said. So Shebeshit, just get it together, man. In some other news, the Forbes family have distanced themselves from an upcoming book about their late son, AKA. Now, this is after NB Publishers revealed last week that journalist Melinda Ferguson was set to release a book about Anele Thembe and AKA's relationship. The book is titled When Love Kills, which is expected to be published this month. But on Monday, the Forbes family distanced themselves by releasing a joint statement saying they found this book to be the timing is distasteful. That's what they said, and opportunistic, which I sort of kind of agree with. I feel like this entire case with Anele is still, we're still trying to understand what the heck, you know. Both these, or rather, AKA obviously passed away. We're still trying to get justice for him. His case is still ongoing. Let's let the dead rest. I don't even know if I'm saying it in a respectful manner, but I don't know. We were not really waiting for this book, but hey, Melinda, if you want to drop it, you might as well. But it says a lot that she was kind of trying to keep it under wraps until the last minute. This is what she posted on Facebook after declining comments as well. She did mention that she's received a lot of criticism and death threats for the leakage of, you know, the fact that she'll be releasing this book. Yeah, as I said, I don't think we were really wanting to read this book. I'm gonna read this book because I'm like, what do you have in there? The fact that the Dembe family and the Forbes family don't contribute at all, and this is you just taking their story for clout, I think it's just almost distasteful, actually, as they said, as the Forbes family said. I think if they were contributing, it would have just been a meatier type of book to read. But as I said, I'm still gonna grab a copy and see what the heck she's saying. Speaking of the Dembes, Moses Dembe, father of the late Annelette Dembe, this week, as we celebrated, or rather marking her death anniversary, he sat down with SABC exclusively speaking about him not having ill feelings towards AKA till his last day. And that's obviously contrary to popular belief. 2 years after Annelette died, her fiance AKA was also shot dead in Durban, with his friend, obviously, as well, or Chef Tibbs. And though social media have speculated that the Dembes are linked to AKA's death, Moses said he and his family wanted him alive to speak in court on what transpired on the day that their daughter died. Let's have a listen.
I gave him the benefit of doubt right up to the last day. So I loved Kenan so much. And to that point, for us as a family, me in particular, you know, as some kind of head of that family, I kept on saying to my children, to my parents and everyone who was affected by this, it's important to treat Kenan like our own child, so that we can actually be objective as this process starts. So that was our attitude, and that continues to be our attitude to this day. I object to anyone who suggests that Kenan killed our daughter. I'm saying we need to lead evidence, and the evidence will tell us exactly what happened.
Yeah, I think if anything, I also genuinely, honestly did want to hear AKA's side of the story. I think his sit down, I recall him just, you know, obviously breaking his silence, did not really cover what I wanted to hear. So him actually speaking in court would have been another aspect to it. But oh well, that's something that we can only wish to have, because it's not obviously going to happen because he's passed away. But God, may just rest in peace. May AKA rest in peace, Annelette Dembe as well, of course. And just, yeah, to the families, Forbes family and the Dembe family, hopefully they're still comforted regardless of people trying to get clout out of their names. And some other news, though, even though it's 2024, there's still toxic masculinity, patriarchy, and all these things that we keep trying to educate people about, but somehow it's not coming through. So this week, people decided, no, Matlera, I think he's coming out. First of all, so what? If he was, but anyway. Second of all, the rapper posted a picture of him and his friend holding hands, hugging rather, and also holding hands. And some Twitter ex-troll decided, no, this rapper's coming out. So I like his response, which is him saying, you know, despite your accusations not being true, there's actually nothing wrong with loving your friends loudly as a man, and he's very comfortable with himself. So I like his response. I think just the other day I was having a conversation with some other man, and he's like, you know, being a man is so tough because you have to pretend that everything is okay. And I'm like, no, you really don't have to pretend. In fact, you'd find more answers and more solutions and more comfort when you actually speak up. So guys, it's 2024. We're almost, actually, I think we're almost halfway there. In my head, it's almost like July, because the German July is coming. So we're halfway there, guys. So can we just stop this, you know, toxic masculinity and stop also making men feel uncomfortable with themselves? And right now, I mean, we all know, like, saying I love you as a man to another man, ain't nothing wrong with that. Just because other men, or you were just raised in a very toxic family, just heal, recover. Things are moving, like move with the world, move with the times. We're not toxic anymore, just so you didn't know. Just in case you didn't know. Moving right along, and some exciting news. Of course, there's a number of events that we're looking forward to this year. As we're building up right now to the Metro FM Awards 2024, or Metro FM Music Awards 2024, Proverb and Lootlove have been announced as the official host of the ceremony. This is quite big for a number of reasons. Lootlove being the fact that this is the first award ceremony that she's going to host. This is after, obviously, she made a radio comeback, co-hosting the Touchdown with Thibaut Touch. Yeah, so it's quite big for her. Obviously for Proverb as well, congratulations to him. It's quite big. As well as, well, okay, beyond hosting the ceremony itself, DJ Sabi and Nomalanga Shozi will be hosting the Black Carpet, which is sponsored by the Motsepe Foundation. Come on, Motsepe Foundation, with this money. Okay. 5FM presenter Zanele Patela, who keeps on winning, is winning yet again. So, because she'll be co-hosting the Green Room alongside our Lamise Holworthy. Yeah, why did I say our? As if like, see, I'm owner. Anyway, it's the Metros. Everybody's super excited. So I can't wait to just see them all in action. In some, as I said, this year, there are still some events that we're looking forward to. And one of them, another one, is the Hollywood Bets Durban July, which is happening on the 6th of July. All roads lead to Durban. If you're not coming, I don't know where you're going, but, you know, change your plans, because yeah, Durban, right? DJ Tira and his Afrotainment team are also set to host a marquee. They're set to host A-listers at the Afrotainment marquee. We spoke to him just recently when he was talking about what people can expect. Let's have a listen.
That weekend in Durban, you know, means a lot of business. You get the best, you know, people visiting Durban. So it's our pleasure. It's always our pleasure at Afrotainment to host, you know, such people. And I mean, we play for, we play every weekend, but and it's Durban July, we get to play for, we get to host, you know, another type of clientele.
Yes.
The one that we don't get to host on a daily. Mm. So it's always a special moment when we put together our Afrotainment Durban July marquee. This year, we're taking things to the next level. I mean, I think it's better because we are also, I know, supported by Blue Voucher and African Bank. So basically, they are our confirmed partners right now. And we want to do something amazing on the 6th of July in Durban. So we'll be hosting about 500 people, you know, 70% of them are people who buy tickets to come to our marquee, and 30% is people who are invited, some of our sponsors' representative, and together we get to party under one roof and celebrate Durban July.
Yeah, so that's that on that. Tickets are apparently 5,000 rand, or ranging from 5,000 rand to 6.5. That's quite a lot, but apparently you'll definitely get your money's worth. Thank God for the top, because I'm not doing none of that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens there. I saw Liema actually getting a lot of traction on social media for her affiliation with the Afrotainment marquee. So congratulations to her and the fact that she's winning. Yeah, that's that on that. But we're also coming from the 11th Savannah Comics Choice Awards, which took place on Sunday. And Mpo Pops was crowned the Comedian of the Year. And honestly, I couldn't agree more. I think every time I've seen or watched Mpopop's stand up, it's just always been well put together and actually hilarious. And like, you know, those comedians who just always want to make fun of whoever's in the front seat, like in the front row. Can you stop that? Because we actually want to sit in the front row. But anyway, obviously it's just for gags. But yeah, Mpopop's won. There obviously are a number of other comedians who took home an award or two, Mark Lottering being one of them, best comedic writer, which is Kagiso Letiha. That made a lot of sense too, because we, if I'm not mistaken, I think he also wrote Mini Tlamini's Roast, which also took place not so long ago. So let's actually listen to Mpopop saying, you know, what this award really means to him.
Yo, what's up, everybody? My name is Mpopop Smurikwani, and I am the comic of the year for 2024. And first and foremost, I want to thank everyone who's been sending me congratulatory messages. If the English is correct. But most importantly, I want to say thank you to, first and foremost, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you to God. Thank you to Badim Bokohai that protected me. But most importantly, thank you to my comrades in comedy. You know, this is the Comics Choice Awards. So these are voted for by all the comedians in the industry. And to get this nod from my comrades, it means a lot, man. So yeah, it's been, it's only sinking in now. We're in the afternoon. But yeah, this means so much to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, congratulations. Congratulations to Mpo. Yeah, that's quite a big one. And I think there's definitely more to come. Obviously, he's saying he'll be back on the road. So I'll be keeping a lookout. I'll also keep you updated as to where we're going so we can actually witness why was he crowned Comedian of the Year. In some other news also, very shady news, I'll say. There was a concert set to be held this April in honor of Zahara. The family decided that they were going to put a concert together in the Eastern Cape to raise some funds to try and buy back her home in Roodepoort. This is what they had to say.
That was the throughout her career. That was the only thing she managed to hold on to. And also to us, that house was like home. That's why we wanted to keep it, because it's got lots of memories with us, with her. So that's why it's part of her legacy. We do not really wanted to lose it. But yet, like, there's things of things as this. We are saving the plan. This is Zama. We want to save it. Then, what was Zama's always save? And then, when you're doing EFS, but even then, they just paid an outstanding amount. Like, they never paid fully amount of the house. It's paid fully.
So, as an attempt to preserve her legacy, they see it fit to buy back that home because she's been fighting for it all her life. We do know that she's made headlines previously with trying to, you know, keep it together. I think the bank tried to, she was owing the bank at some point. It was a whole drama scenario. So they say that they've always traveled to her home and it's quite a big thing for them. So yeah, but also unfortunately event is cancelled, so they have to try other means to buy it back. Apparently it's a 2 million rand worth home, but now it's kind of a little bit lower, so hopefully something will come out of that. I did speak to Vusi, was also said to be on the lineup, and he's like I don't know. But this attempt to buy back Zahara's home did get Zahara's band a little bit mad this week. Let's have a listen to what they had to say.
They didn't consult any of us. We know nothing about this. And top of that, how are they going to pay for a house with ticket sales money? Who's going to stay there? And what's going to happen after? Do you understand? And how is that person going to be able to continue to make payments for that kind of home? So please, maybe I'm the dumb one. You know, maybe I'm dumb, I don't know. Or maybe I don't know. Make me understand. I'm so confused. But anyway, yeah. Maybe they're doing the money for themselves. Who knows? But they're just using the name.
So I see the Forbes family's words echoed here, which is distasteful and opportunistic. But, you know, either way, it's the family. I think they can do whatever they want, pretty much, with Zahara's legacy. What I found quite interesting is the fact that they have not been able to get anything from Zahara's estate. Where is this money? Who's getting it? I also did hear Zahara's sister saying that Tikengcisa is not really helping them get their money. But that's a controversial one that we're not going to touch on without speculating. But yeah, that's that on that. I really hope that they come right and they do find other ways to preserve the legacy of Zahara. I think the Department of Arts and Culture, since they were quite loud when it comes to her funeral, should be involved in preserving her legacy and helping out the family. So I think the way that they're going about it, maybe they're not really talking to the right people. So Zizu Gotwa, if you're listening, you better be, because this is art. This is the art. Yeah, if you're listening, please do definitely chip in. Even if it's just to say, do this, don't do that. Just show them the light, because obviously you know the way, right? Well, that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also find us on all social media platforms at Chisalive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.